This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Campaigning for assembly polls has intensified in West Bengal, with senior leaders of various political parties conducting a series of rallies and roadshows in the final days leading up to polling. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi addressed multiple rallies at Jhargram, Purulia and Bishnupur districts in the state today. Mr. Modi asserted that a double-engine BJP government in West Bengal will deliver double benefits to the women of the state. He accused the Trinamool Congress of thwarting the entry of more women in legislative bodies in collusion with the Congress.
Bengal ki behne chahti thi ki unko 33% aarakshan mile. Modi ne ye sunishchit kiya ki ye 2029 se hi lagu ho. Modi ne iske liye bhi prayas kiya. लेकिन टीएमसी नहीं चाहती थी कि बंगाल की बेटियां ज्यादा संख्या में एमएलए बने, क्योंकि बंगाल की बेटियां इनके महाजंगल राज को चुनौती दे रही है.
BJP leader and Union Minister J.P. Nadda conducted a road show in Jalpaiguri district. Party leader and Tripura Chief Minister Manik Saha held road shows at Jiyaganj in Kandi in Murshidabad district. TMC President and West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee held public meetings in Hooghly districts, Tarakeshwar and Kalna in Purb Bardhaman district. She later held a road show in Bardhaman. Ms. Banerjee accused the BJP-led government in the centre of linking the delimitation bill with the women's quota legislation tabled in the Lok Sabha. The Congress, Left and other parties are also actively campaigning across West Bengal. Polling in West Bengal will be held in two phases, on 23rd and on 29th of this month. In Tamil Nadu, senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah today campaigned at Shivagiri and Modakurichi in Erode district. Addressing public meetings, he criticised the DMK government as being inactive and neglecting public welfare. AIADMK General Secretary Edappadi K. Palaniswamy, campaigning at Namakkal, said that if elected to power, his party would provide 1,400 units of free electricity to farmers. He also alleged that several welfare schemes introduced during the previous AIADMK government were discontinued by the DMK. TVK leaders held a roadshow in Trichy East as part of their election campaign. The Election Commission has reiterated that all stakeholders should ensure responsible and ethical use of social media and digital platforms during the ongoing elections. In a statement, the poll body directed that any misleading or unlawful AI-generated or manipulated content shall be acted upon within 3 hours of being brought to notice of the social media platforms. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan met Sri Lanka's President Anura Kumaradasanayake at the Presidential Secretariat in Colombo today. The two leaders held wide-ranging productive discussions aimed at further strengthening the multifaceted ties between the two countries. The Ministry of Textiles has launched an initiative called Vishwa Sutra, Weaves of India for the World. A designer collection based on the initiative was presented at the 61st Femina Miss India held in Bhubaneswar, Odisha. The initiative has been developed by the Office of the Development Commissioner Handlooms in collaboration with the National Institute of Fashion Technology. It aims to present Indian handlooms in a contemporary global design framework. Fresh snowfall in the higher reaches of Kashmir and rain in the plains of the valley have led to a drop in temperatures today. The Meteorological Department said snowfall was reported in the Tulail area of Gurez Valley in Bandipora district on both sides of Zojila Pass, in the Sonmarg area of Gandharbal district, along the Mughal road connecting Shopian to the Poonch Rajouri region. Several key routes including the Srinagar-Kargil road and the Bandipora-Gurez road have been closed due to snowfall. In IPL, Rajasthan Royals were 144-5 in 18 overs against host Kolkata Knight Riders in the league match at Eden Gardens when reports last came in. Earlier, Rajasthan Royals won the toss and opted to bat. And that is the end of this news bulletin.